University of Washington student Abby Hutterly is working on a master's degree in museum studies. For the summer, she'll be an intern at Petersburg's Clausen Memorial Museum.
I was looking for an internship experience for the summer. This job was posted on our website for the program that I'm in, and so I applied.
Hutterly is part of the Alaska State Museum's internship program. Scott Carley is curator of museum services.
The internship program has been going on for 3 years now. This is the final year of a three-year grant program. The grant came from the Institute for Museums and Library Services, and it provided me with funding to bring interns up to Alaska, museum studies interns from graduate programs in museum studies. So I bring them up to Alaska and place them around at small museums.
Along with Petersburg, there are also interns at museums in Wrangell, Haines, Homer, Valdez, and Seward this summer. Overall, the $163,000 federal grant has provided 19 internships at 21 museums over the past 3 years. According to Carley, the State Museum will use its own funding to continue providing interns for local museums that apply for them in the future.
It's really affected a lot of small museums around. It's been very successful. And my number one thing that I wanted to do was, and I told them all this, I want you to give me a project that's just on your back burner, that's just really not going to move forward unless we bring in some skilled labor to do that. And so it's been a lot of things like collections that haven't been cataloged. And when you have a collection in the museum that hasn't been cataloged or accessioned, it isn't really available to anybody. It's not available to put on display. It's not available for research. So most of the interns have really worked to do some single project to move the museum forward. And that's what's happening here at the Clausen Museum, too.
Small museums often don't have the staff to catalog and computerize information for the many items they have in storage. Carley says he decided to pursue an internship program after doing an assessment with the director of a small museum in Western Alaska.
I was going around with her, and she kind of opened up her storage area, and it was, I'll be honest, it was quite messy. And so I started going over the list of, well, you know, you need to move these things out, and you need to move those things onto that shelf there and all this stuff. And she said, well, you know, stop right there. She said, I don't need you to tell me what to do. I need you to send me somebody to do it. And so I took that to heart, and I thought, well, you know, I could write a grant to bring interns up here to work for people like that, that could actually be knowledgeable and skilled help rather than just, say, you know, a high school kid or something.
And Carley says there are graduate programs in museum studies all around the United States.
So I thought, well, this would be an interesting idea, you know, give these young people an opportunity, these young professionals an opportunity to come up to Alaska and work in a real world situation, and then give the people at these smaller museums around, scattered around the state, the opportunity to have somebody who already has a skill set and already has a skill level to come in and do a lot of work.
As each intern starts their work, they get some help from Mary Pat Wyatt, a museum consultant from Juneau who serves as the intern's mentor. By the end of the program, Wyatt says she'll have worked on projects at 11 different museums.
And most of them are collections. Every once in a while, there's a little bit of educational or other sorts of things, exhibit things, but it's almost exclusively been collections management of one type or another, and much of it has been in working with this Past Perfect software, which is really popular with small museums. It's a very accessible program.
At the Clausen Museum in Petersburg, they're working to label and catalog a large and unique collection of rocks donated by the Reed family of Petersburg. They'll also be working on the museum's extensive collection of photographs. Sue McCallum is the museum director.
Oh, for me, it's a life-saving thing. I'm so glad to have an intern here to help with our backlogged collection and with the new rock collection that Glenn Reed's family is giving to us, and the zillion photographs we have here that everybody wants to see and find out what we have, and this is going to lead us in the right direction for that to happen.
As much as the extra help serves the museums, it also provides experience that could prove valuable for interns like Abby Hutterly, who will be looking for work in her field when she finishes graduate school.
I would like a job in collections in a museum, a history museum preferably, but to start with, pretty much anything. Any kind of job.
The museum internships last 10 weeks. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.